City Council held a special meeting Thursday afternoon to consider a $2.1 million change order to Advanced Blasting's existing contract, but the resolution failed 5-0. Councilor Roger Rowland was absent. Instead, the city will put the stabilization project out to bid on an expedited schedule. City Manager Chris Laddick said staff will try to evaluate the bids within 3 weeks. Julia Saunders, the owner of Advanced Blasting, flew in from Anchorage to take questions from council. Most of them were related to the high cost of the stabilization system, which would use heavy-duty mesh and customized dowels to pin the rock face together. Councilor Zoya Johnson asked Saunders why the original $1.4 million contract didn't include that work.
The original contract was civil site preparation. And in my mind, that contract, civil site preparation, would have to include the stabilization of the rocks, right?
Saunders said the geological data that was available to Advanced Blasting and other bidders on the original job indicated that the rock face was less precarious than it turned out to be. Johnson asked City Manager Chris Laddick what that meant.
So basically, any bidder that participated, whether they were granted the bid or not, would have come across this kind of issue, and we would be facing change order right now from anybody.
That would be an assumption.
Advanced Blasting noticed that the cliff was unstable by October 24th, Saunders said. The company notified city staff at a check-in meeting.
So at that point, within several weeks, just a couple weeks of starting the project, when we saw that the geology was not looking very confident, we did bring it to hand. And at that stage, we didn't expose the large fault zone areas, and we weren't into the really bad areas of the material. And we felt that at that time, we suggested something that was financially feasible for the city.
Advanced Blasting added a simple, unsecured mesh curtain in a change order to help stabilize the western part of the cliff. It was one of 7 change orders the city has authorized over the course of the project, totaling $450,000. But Saunders added that as they moved in toward more unstable rock, the problem grew.
What we didn't predict is these huge fault zones that you can see on the video and that you can see looking up there. They're...
4 huge rock slides have occurred at the worksite since January. Advanced Blasting caught 3 of them on tape and showed a short video at the meeting. In this clip, a truck-sized hunk of rock breaks off. When the slide started, Advanced Blasting requested a comprehensive geotechnical assessment of the cliff. City staff called R&M Consulting to complete the review using funds from the plant construction budget. R&M found it's not safe to start construction at the worksite until this problem is fixed, but that creates a host of other issues. The city needs to build a new wastewater treatment plant and bring that system online by 2016, according to a settlement with the Department of Justice. Any delays in that schedule could result in fines, City Manager Chris Laddick said.
I think it's $22,500 the first month, $44,000 a month thereafter. There's also violations for not meeting the limits set in the permit, and those are like daily, monthly. You just sit down and figure out what those are is off the chart.
After the meeting, Laddick told KUCB that he has not asked the Environmental Protection Agency to consider adjusting the deadlines because of the rock slides. As he understands it, Onalaska is only eligible for extra time in the event of a federal permitting delay. Laddick says bad site conditions and unforeseen expenses probably wouldn't qualify. That's why the city is expediting the bidding process. Laddick says they're hoping to put out a request for proposals as soon as possible. In Onalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.